Californians are being asked to remember the sea otter when they fill out their income tax forms. The California Sea Otter Fund is one of the group taxpayers can check off and donate an amount of their choice. Jim Curlin with the group Friends of the Sea Otter says this fund is a major source of funding for sea otter research and conservation efforts in California. It also remains at risk of being dropped from the tax forms if donations fail to reach a certain amount.
In a few of the 6 years the fund has been on state income tax forms, it's been pretty close in meeting the minimum threshold amount set by the California Franchise Tax Board.
Donations must exceed a little more than $273,000. Curlin says if every taxpayer would donate on their state tax form, the troubled sea otter population may have a chance to bounce back. In the past, some of the money collected has funded a comparison study of sea otters off the rural Big Sur coast versus those in more populated areas. The goal was to determine if sea otters are suffering from more land-sea connection type of influences. Curlin says there's much more that can be studied.
Things like analyzing more of why sea otters are dying, how they use certain habitats and prey, informing the public on what we can do in our everyday lives to reduce impacts on the marine environment.
Californians can donate by checking off line 410 on their tax forms. The Sea Otter Fund is a collective campaign that includes Friends of the Sea Otter, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Monterey Bay Aquarium, and others. This is Lori Abbott, California News Service.